It's the Gadget Grill on many stations, but probably just 88.1 for the moment, broadcasting from the inner west of Burwood, which, actually, no, the inner west of Sydney, which is Burwood. Anyway, my name is Lee Stark.
And good evening, my name is Gary Stark.
And how are you this evening? Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I should probably say something. Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am well this evening. How are you today, Lee?
I'm okay. Okay, yeah.
You've been having a good weekend?
I've been having a great weekend, yeah. I've been having an excellent weekend. It's a beautiful day. It's
okay.
A beautiful inner west day. It's beautiful, love and friendly and stuff. And yeah, I'm having a good day. You?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I've been doing some work.
How is it a good day if you've been doing some work?
Because I've been working, preparing for the show tonight. And that's always.
Oh, being the garçon.
Always.
The Gadget Grill garçon?
The Gadget Grill. Oh, well, I'm the Gadget Gorilla, as you know, so.
I do.
Yes.
One of these days we're going to poach you for your meat.
Well, there you go.
We're serving gorilla meat on the menu.
Oh, that could be...
Awkward for you?
Awkward for me, quite painful, in fact.
On tonight's show, should I tell you what's on tonight's menu, Dad?
Well, do you know what's on the menu this evening?
I do know what's on the menu this evening.
Then please share that with our listener.
We've got some specials tonight, but our special tonight specifically revolves around Kinect. Do you know what Kinect is?
I know several different versions of the word Kinect.
Well, this is Kinect, not Kinect.
And that is the Microsoft... Xbox controller.
It's not really a controller. It's an accessory that puts you in the game. It sort of takes that idea of the Wii's motion gaming and puts you more inside of it. So tonight we're going to be talking about that. It comes out in November, and we got to play with it this
week. And it costs $200.
It does cost $200. We got to play with that this week, or I got to play with it anyway.
Right.
I got to make a giant fool of myself in front of lots of people.
Oh, good.
It's quite fun.
So what's new?
Exactly. And you're going to talk about something tonight.
I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to do a review of an internet connection device, which we've been given to have a play with from Huawei and
so
Vodafone.
Can you say it again? From what again?
From Huawei.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. H-A-U-A-W-E-I.
Huawei.
Yes,
yeah.
But it's a nice little device. Fits in your pocket and lets you connect.
You've already
to
reviewed it. How are we going to go through that later on?
Okay, well, I'll say that again in 20 minutes' time.
Excellent.
How about that?
We've also got a whole bunch of news for you. We've got some news anyway. And you might have seen the Galaxy Tab got unveiled this week.
I did indeed.
I got more of a showing than most people did.
Indeed you did. But so you may talk about that if you wish.
I will. It's the Galaxy Tab, the Samsung Galaxy Tab, which is at the moment, the main competitor to the iPad.
Yeah, although there were a couple of other releases today,
there
too.
There are a few that are coming out. I think LG's got one.
LG.
Arcos.
Arcos announced 5 different devices this morning.
There's quite a few of these things coming out. There's been a few available in Sydney for a while, but we'll be talking.
But you've actually had a hands-on.
I've had a hands-on
with the Samsung.
Yes, believe it or not, it's the software I think that makes that device special.
Okay,
which is cool. So
we're talking iOS 4 versus.
Shut up! iOS versus Android, but we'll get to that later on.
Okay.
We've also got a prize tonight for the show, haven't we? Is that what that is over there?
That's what this is here. It's a black box and it's got a pair
it's
of QJs.
It's a black box. Wow.
It's a black box with something green inside. It looks like a pair of green eyes, doesn't it?
It does actually. It looks like some cats.
Should I paint a moustache on it? Some whiskers or something?
No, it's okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
But what's the question?
That's a good question. What is the question?
What is the question? How about this as a question? What sort of question should we ask to give away these headphones?
Okay, that's a good
question. That's a good question. What sort of question should we ask?
More
playful it is, the better it is.
Be creative, please.
Yep. Call us at 97440881002. You can only enter this if you're in New South Wales.
Right.
Or you can tweet back to me at L-E-I-G-H-L-O.
L-E-I-G-H-L-O is your Twitter name.
But,
or 97440881 if you wish to call and be creative. It is essential that you be creative.
You just have to tell us what sort of question we should be asking.
That's right, because I am robot and proud.
I was going to have an argument with you about what month this is.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to have an argument.
But if you want an argument, you've got to go down the hall.
I can't go down the hall. It's closed. It's told me to come back here. If I want to go down the hall, that was abuse.
But the argument... Okay, I'm sorry.
That was abuse. Anyway, before I start abusing you, this is I Am Robot and Proud with September Argument. It's the Gadget Grill, broadcasting in many places, but mostly on the web. And
we're broadcasting in Technicolor stereo.
What's Technicolor stereo?
I have no idea, but I thought it was...
It's like it sounds better for your ears. It's more 16.7 exactly. million colours for different parts of your earlobe.
That's right.
Okay. Broadcasting on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, among other places, hopefully. But you can also find us on the web at www.radio2rdj.com.
And don't forget the Gadget Grill website, www.gadgetgrill.com.au, where you will find podcasts of this show in case you aren't listening to it now and you want to listen to the podcast later.
Let me get this straight. You just told people, in case they're not listening to the show now and listening to the podcast later, to listen to something where they can listen to the show, even if they're not listening to the show now, they won't be able to hear that in the first place.
You got it in one.
Excellent.
The wonders of modern technology.
Yeah, it's pretty... Pretty impressive stuff, Dad.
Well, you know, sort of that's what this show is all about, technology, you know, modern, all sorts of wondrous things. And, you know, we have those sorts of things in the news right now, don't we?
Yeah, ish.
you sound like you're underwhelmed.
Wondrous things in the news. Like, you know how people in the music industry and the video industry have been going after BitTorrenters and downloaders?
We have been discussing that in the past,
we
yes.
We have. Adult Media Entertainment is about to put their hand in it as well.
Adult Media Entertainment.
Yeah, we're talking about websites that deal in pornography. Shut up. So, well, what about it? What about it? There's a few people.
Fred's favorite.
A few of the people are actually going to be going after. I'm not kidding. A few organizations. One of them, which is known for producing transsexual adult entertainment videos. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Is going after people on the internet for pirating their material.
And that's reasonable. You shouldn't be pirating other people's material. You should be creating your own original material.
Okay, Dad, was that just an encouragement to our readership or listenership or everything we have ship that relates to the suggestion that they should be creating porn?
Not at all. And it seems as though our state legislators, of course, are good at that sort of... Looking at porn, aren't they?
That's an interesting segue, Dad. Where are you going to go with that?
You like that one, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But do it anyway.
But yeah, but we're now in... you know how the abbreviation of the state is NSW?
I do.
It is now NSFW. Yes. But the other thing is, of course, that I heard during the week with all of the hassles going on that apparently somebody from Penthouse magazine lost their job because they were surfing to the New South Wales government websites.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And, of course, Mr. Nile has apparently been caught up in this because he's been looking at Sydney Morning Herald and News Limited websites, which, according to the audit that was done of the government websites, according to the audit, because there are links to dating sites on the newspaper sites, the New South Wales newspaper sites, they have been regarded by the New South Wales government as porn websites.
How?
That's a good question.
How?
That's a very good question.
I just want to know how.
Somebody screwed up?
Yeah.
This is the state government. And are we surprised that the New South Wales state government screwed up? Not in the slightest.
Not in the slightest whatsoever. Dad, have you heard about the Google Mail voice thing? I think we spoke about this last week, the ability to make phone calls.
You said you were able to do that.
I was able to do it. It's interesting. You can actually trick Google Mail. Anyone in Australia can do this. You can trick Google Mail into thinking that you live in America, so you can use Google Mail voice. And the system basically lets you log into your Google Mail, your Gmail account, and call people directly from the mail interface. You don't need Skype, you don't need anything like that. You can phone real phone numbers using it. So to do this, just to give you a heads up, you go into your settings, which is the top.
On Google.
You go into the language, you'll say general language, and you make sure it selects English US. Once you're in that, you can actually make phone calls. Now there's a catch. You can make phone calls to US and Canadian people for free.
Okay.
That's free. Now if you want to do something for Australians, what you have to do is deposit money.
That's reasonable.
It is. They give you 10 cents to start with, and that...
That's generous.
It is. Oh, it's enough. 10 US cents is enough for 5 minutes of Australian phone calls.
That's reasonable.
Because it's two US cents for an Australian landline, or 14 US cents for an Australian mobile. So you can't call mobiles, but you can call an Australian landline.
Right. You can think about calling a mobile, and that's as far as it'll go.
Basically, yeah.
Yep. Virginia-based biomedical engineering firm called Exmovir have developed a sleep suit for babies. You know those all-in-one suits that babies, that you put on babies?
No, I don't.
You were one. You used to wear one.
Wow, that makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside, Dad. Thanks.
Well, it also makes you, it also will now be able to monitor your essential body functions, your heart rate, your activity level.
Why would I want
whether
that?
Whether you're wet or dry.
I wouldn't want that, but...
Well, you wouldn't, but perhaps your mum and dad, you know, might. So that we can...
Hold on. Would you want that? Would you have wanted that?
We can then leave the room, and if you're wet yourself, or if there's a problem with your breathing, or if you're crying...
I'd like to just say, I haven't wet myself for a number of years.
Because it would connect with the application on my mobile phone and let me know that you're in distress.
I'm not in distress. I was just wetting myself. It's a little bit different.
Well, that could be quite distressing for you, especially at your age.
Shut up.
Yeah. The one thing that bothers me about this, though, is that because it's connecting via a mobile phone, that, you know, sort of mobile phone tends to work over slightly longer distances than your typical baby monitor, which you'd keep in the baby's room. And I just hope that people don't use this sort of technology to wander down the shops or out to the local bar or something and monitor the baby from that sort of distance.
Oh, it's fine. My baby's okay. Oh, crap.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, Dad, I heard earlier that you played the sound of the Mac when we started up.
And that's our Apple mention for this week.
No, you don't want to mention the Apple thing. Well, I'd like to mention something based on Apple, because we heard this week that the new...
Apple got so many mentions this week.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Nuts, isn't it? The new iPod Touch.
I thought we could keep
iPod
this an Apple-free show.
Well, I'm mostly going to keep it Apple-free. Apple also launched the network Ping this week. Ping is their cross between Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes, right?
And it was telling some people that Lady Gaga should be who they're monitoring or something like that, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Totally wrong.
I got no idea. Anyway, what I wanted to say was apparently some of the researchers, you know, Sophos Antivirus?
Yes.
They found that Ping is actually being overrun by scams and spams right now.
There's a surprise.
The sort of things that Stephen Conroy likes talking about.
Okay.
They come from the portal, apparently. The thing that they're doing right now, the scammers, is they're directing users into online surveys that make them believe they'll get a free iPhone if they complete, you know, which also reveals information about the person and makes it worse. So more or less, Ping has created a jump in scams.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Apple saw that one coming.
Probably not. Sony.
It's a Sony.
So Sony had a new release this week. They had a major function announcing quite a few different things.
Mm-hmm.
New cameras, new TVs.
Didn't we talk about their cameras last week?
No. Oh, maybe we did. I don't know. But also as part of their announcement, their e-reader was announced.
People still make e-readers?
People still make e-readers, yes. They had two models that they announced, the Pocket Edition, which is going to cost $230,
mm-hmm.
and the e-reader, the Reader Touch Edition, costing $300.
That's expensive.
That's going to be available in the next week or so.
They're finally releasing their e-readers in this country.
Yes, yes.
That's expensive.
They're running the latest version of e-ink, the Pearl version.
Well, speaking of that sort of technology, Samsung announced their Galaxy Tab this week, and the Galaxy Tab is the first real competitor to the Apple iPad.
It's the first really recognized one. Well, it's the first one that's actually been properly announced, too,
formally announced. Indeed. And this is going to be a 7-inch as opposed to a 10-inch, a 7-inch widescreen as opposed to a 10-inch 4:3.
Yep. This is a widescreen. 16:9, isn't it?
It's 16:9. Yep, it's a 16:9 tablet. It's got a very nice screen. It feels great in the hands. I've got to be honest, I was really impressed with it. It's pretty much actually a 7-inch version of the Galaxy S phone.
Well, that's why they're calling it a Galaxy, of course.
No, it's part of the Galaxy brand, but
what's interesting
is the software. It looks better than regular Android. It runs Android 2.2, so it means Flash is perfect.
Okay.
Better business stuff. But what I found interesting was the inclusion of something called Reading Hub that they're bringing out.
Tell us about Reading Hub.
Now, Reading Hub is a good way of letting Australians, anyone, read the news, because you can actually get a subscription to any newspaper. And when I say any, we had the Herald at our hands, Telegraph. They told us we could connect with anything, and we were actually reading the Telegraph.
So this is basically like having museum.org in the palm of your hand.
You still have to buy a subscription, yes.
Okay.
But that's one step closer that the iPad didn't have. iPad doesn't let you really read books or newspapers in this country.
And
you
have to have
apps specifically for it.
And being a smaller and a lighter device than the iPad, that makes it
it's half as easy to read. It's half the weight.
But is the form factor as good to use as the iPad's form
factor? I haven't played with it for long enough, so I can't tell you. But you know what interested me? You can use it as a phone.
That's true.
The iPad is certainly too big to use as a phone. Well, this one doesn't have the iPad doesn't have the function to use as a phone.
No.
I was impressed. We'll see more of it later on.
Yeah. On the subject of phones, Phone 7, Microsoft's Phone 7 went gold this week.
Yeah, what did you think of it last week again?
it's gone gold. That means it's been released to the manufacturers.
So we should be seeing some soon.
What that in turn means is the manufacturers can now do their tidy up on the hardware, push it onto the machines, and we should start seeing some Microsoft Phone 7 devices from LG and from HTC. And
Zeus and all the others.
So now it's going to be the
battle between iPhone iOS, iOS, BlackBerry, Android, and Windows Mobile. That's pretty much all.
What's missing from that?
Technically Symbian, but no one cares anymore.
Cares about what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Should we set sail to something else, Dad?
Not just yet.
Okay.
Not just yet, because, well, we're still talking about mobile phones. Of course, we went along to the Acer launch this week as well.
We did. I've got one here. I won it.
You won an Acer phone.
You did indeed.
And Acer released a few different phones. They released quite a range of phones covering quite a spectrum, $399 up to $1,000 in terms of cost, running Android 1.6 for the low-end ones and Android 2.1, I believe, for the
one does run 2.1.
How have you been finding it so far?
It's an interesting device. It's not bad. It's some of the customizations to the operating system are actually kind of nice. Supports live wallpaper. I actually kind of think my greatest concerns about it are that it feels really plasticky.
Doesn't feel as solid as either
the HTC Desire or the Galaxy S. And while I found the Galaxy S a plasticky phone, this is significantly more plasticky.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't know what the price range is because I haven't actually checked the disc yet.
That one is, I think, about $600.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. I can't really say.
The Ferrari one is $1,000. And, of course, the other thing, of course, is with the stream, you've got the HDMI output and you've got the HD video recording capability.
You do.
Which is what you've got, which is the one you've got, isn't it?
No. I don't have the stream. I have the Liquid.
But the Liquid, right.
What I will tell you I don't like is the fact that it uses a regular mini USB cable, which is different from everyone else's. Everyone else is using micro USB, which is a little bit...
But that's still at least a standard connector.
It's a standard
connector. I don't have a problem with it as long as it's one of the standards. We've got two standards in that, so I don't have an issue with that.
But yeah, it's not bad. I like the glowing icons on the top.
That was a nice feature. They've got little glowing icons so you can look at the status if you missed a call or something like that.
It's a nice screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sort of screen? AMOLED?
I think this is LCD. I don't actually know.
Okay. Well, we should set sail.
Yeah, we should set sail. This is an Australian band. I saw them busking once. This is Set Sail with the Boat Song. And they actually have a gig upcoming Thursday, September 9th.
That would be this Thursday
at the Annandale. They're like Inner West supporting stuff.
Excellent.
So yeah, this is Set Sail with the Boat Song. Listening to the Gadget Grill with Lee, me,
and me, Gary.
I was going to say and Gary, but fine. Interrupt. See if I care. You know, be that way and stuff.
I shall.
If you are listening and you'd like to win a pack of that box, is incredible. That box is just huge. It looks like cat size.
If you want to win a pair of QJs, then tweet.
How much are they worth?
These are worth about $300, aren't they?
Yeah, expensive earphones.
Yes. If you want to win a pair of QJs, then...
You've got to tell us what question we should have been asking in the first place.
Exactly. Be creative.
You can call us up at 97440881 while we're playing a song.
Or you can tweet at LEIGHLO.
That's
at
right.
Lilo.
That's because that's what I monitor.
Yes. And now I'm going to talk about the Huawei Pocket Wi-Fi, the E585.
Oh, that just rolls off the tongue. If anything I've had this weekend rolls off the tongue, it's definitely that, Dad.
It is, yeah. That's what it is. It's a Pocket Wi-Fi.
You have it there? Because I haven't played with it yet.
I have it right here. No, ooh. You have it right now.
Oh, wow. It's just like the
it's just like the
Virgin one, except it's...
The E5, except it's black.
It's black.
And the display on it is nicer, and it's a lot easier to use, because that one, you just turn it...
Why turn it on? Will I kill it? Will
no. Actually, you will cause a couple of problems for me.
Really?
Yes, you will.
Oh.
But it is a better device than the earlier one.
It feels heavier.
It feels a little bit heavier. It feels a little bit better built, but it's probably not. It's...
well, there's some positive thoughts.
No. But that's not saying it's not well built. That's just saying... I'm just saying it's the same sort of construction.
It's mirror-like look on it.
Yeah, it's got a nice little look and feel. The display tells you much more information than the other one does.
Well, the other one didn't really tell you anything. It's
exactly.
It's using micro USB as opposed to mini USB.
That's right. What is it, though? Let me talk about what it is first of all. It is a pocket Wi-Fi router. It connects to your 3G network, so to the mobile phone network.
That means you've got to put a SIM card in it.
It's got to have a SIM card in it, which you'll get from your provider. The provider for that one was Vodafone. It connects to the mobile phone network and lets you use the mobile phone network as your broadband internet source.
Hmm.
Now, this one lets you connect up to 5 different devices to it.
Wait, that means my phone, my laptop, my computer with Wi-Fi.
Your iPad.
My iPad,
five
iPhone.
5 laptops, whatever, 5 iPads, two phones and 3 iPads.
You could be in a car and everyone in the car could have a device that connects to it.
Exactly. Let's say that you're a family going on holidays.
And for some reason your family has 5 iPads.
Well, you know, sort of, there might be a couple of devices for the kids, you know, sort of maybe
Nintendo DS,
etc. And they can be connected to the internet with this and surfing the internet while you're driving down the south coast to the caravan park down in Shoalhaven.
Mom, the guy from China keeps killing me in this game.
Yes, are we there yet? Are we there yet? But
are we connected yet?
Yeah. It's actually quite a good device. While the original one that we have is quite a good device, this one, there are subtle improvements and it's an even better device.
It's like a 9-month difference in development time, I guess.
That's right. It is, sort of it automatically connects, whereas the other one you had to sort of force it to connect.
Yep, I remember that.
It's got faster speeds in it, so that's good. But basically, all you do, turn it on, connect to it, and you're done, and you're surfing the internet. It takes about a minute.
It's not that thick, is it? I mean, it's a little bit bigger than... It's got about the width of a... I guess you'd say it's about the width of a regular phone. It's a bit smaller than one.
It is smaller than a typical phone.
Well, I wouldn't say it's paper thin, though.
No.
It's not paper thin.
No. It's actually quite a good device. It would have been a great Father's Day present.
Oh, right.
Yes, I was actually going to do this review last week, but we ran out of time to do it, so it didn't actually get reviewed last week. But yeah, if you're still looking for a Father's Day present, wander down to your local mobile phone provider and see if you can get one of these. It's a Huawei Pocket Wi-Fi E585.
In case people weren't aware, you can check out the full review, I think, on our website at Gadget
Grill. It will be on the website in about 20 minutes.
At gadgetgrill.com.au.
Yes.
As I said before, Dad, it's not paper thin exactly, is it?
No, it is not.
Not compared to the song,
which is
Anne Boleyn's Paper Thin Hymn. It's the Gadget Grill, brought to you by such things as words.
And electricity.
Electricity and
the internet.
We've got computers here.
We have computers. We have a room full of computers. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, lots of computers.
5, 6, 7.
5? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's a computer.
That's a computer.
Yeah.
That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Seven. There's one in my pocket.
Okay.
There we go. Seven computers. Brought to you by Seven Computers, the power of seven computers. Not the power of seven. My name is Lee Stark, and that's Gadget Grill Gary Stark over there.
Gadget Gorilla.
Fine. I'll get it right. Flatman and Ribbon?
Flatman and Ribbon. Yes.
They were good before us, weren't they?
They were good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mob doesn't do a bad show.
The Mob is pretty good. And we're going to get...
Speaking of pretty good,
we got a preview of... Or I got a preview.
You got a preview.
This week of Microsoft Connect, which comes out November 18th. And is Microsoft's answer to more or less the Sony PlayStation Move, which will I'll use a combination of remote controls that or remote control gaming controllers and a video camera to work out where you are, and the Nintendo Wii, which is the original, let's say original by modern original video game system that allowed you to have your actions translated into actual movements.
Right. This basically is a spatial sensor, isn't it?
It does a lot of things, actually. It's quite interesting. It is Microsoft Kinect is an addition to the Xbox 360, so you do need a 360 for this to work when it comes out. And it's basically a sensor strip. The sensor strip has a few things. It has a camera, so it can actually take pictures of you as you're doing stuff.
This is not the sort of sensor that Fred and I would use.
No, it's not the same sensor.
Thank you.
Sensor with an SEN.
Okay.
As opposed to a CEN, has a camera to watch you. Has a microphone so it can listen to you and make sure you're picking up on different things.
So that you're not misbehaving.
Shut up.
Big Brother is listening.
It's also got something called a 3D depth sensor.
Okay,
this
what's
is
that?
Quite cool because this fires photons out into the room you're in and works out
photons.
More or less, that's what they're telling us. Yeah, like that. Just like that, Dad, just without that noise.
Okay.
And it works out the amount of space you have in the room around you, and more or less, and they showed us some demos of this, even though the actual object doesn't move, the camera in the game can then more or less work out how to walk around you from your left and your right side, so it can map your movements in your space, in your environment,
so you're talking
into
about,
the game.
You're talking about a single camera is doing 3D sensing.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And it's really cool. I took some shots of just how it was working. It's really impressive. So I got to play some games, and my favorite one I got to play with is called Kinectimals.
Called what?
You got Kinectimals. So Kinectimals lets you have your own fake tiger, your own fake lion and whatnot. You know, like...
Okay.
Everyone has
okay.
that.
Like
your fake Gadget Gorilla. And you can put your hand into it, you can play with it, and when you put your hand into it, do sorts of things, camera moves around with you. It's almost as if it's watching you. It's very impressive.
Indeed. Interesting.
It's coming out November 18th. Apparently, pre-orders are selling out. I can't wait to get my hands on one. It looks like an enormous amount of fun. You do need an Xbox 360, and it will cost $199 extra.
On its own, or if you buy it with an Xbox 360, I believe they're doing
$449 for an Xbox 360.
And how much does an Xbox cost on its own?
About $300 to $400, to be honest.
So that's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal. It's impressive. The downside, I can see that you do need games specifically for it. So right. It will only really work with Kinect games. But it's also got a video chat function, so when you talk to other people with an Xbox 360 and Kinect on the other side of the country,
yep.
You'll be able to talk to them like Skype
okay.
on your TV in big. Oh. You know, big Skype.
Oh, that'll be good.
That's big Skype stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's coming out November 18th. Looks like a tremendous amount of fun.
Well, what I saw of it up at Tech Ed last week, it looked very interesting as well.
It's a shame that my play of it was all over quickly.
Okay.
All over now, anyway.
Such is life.
Yeah, this is Puricane. We're all over now.
You're sleeping and I'm awake.
It's the final moments of The Gadget Grill with Lee and Gary Stark. I mentioned that Happy Father's Day. I gave you something. I gave you a DVD with one of the artists who we're about to play next.
Indeed,
That's actually just coincidental.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with coincidence. Now, I've not asked you a question yet that I normally ask you off the air before we get to this point in the show.
Well, we're going to talk about do we have any useless gadgets.
Do you have a useless gadget for tonight?
I don't. I like a useless gadget. We might actually have to end the show without a useless gadget. We might have to end the show.
Well, in that case, I know what the useless gadget is.
What?
It is you for not finding a
useless gadget. Is that one of those really, you know, father-like things you do? On Father's Day, the dad is allowed to make fun of the son for not finding useless gadget.
Well,
is that what that is?
Have you got a better idea?
I don't. Are you saying we're going to end up with 2 minutes short? When's the song about to begin?
I've got about 10 seconds.
Oh, okay, so it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. No.
It's not like we can... So you're saying this time that people might actually be able to listen to the song for a change.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that.
Not going to let people listen to the song. I mean, it's a great song anyway. It's McCoy Tyner with My Favourite Things.
And are your favourite things useless gadgets?
No, they're not usually. My favourite things are useful gadgets. I was having this discussion with my girlfriend today that my favourite things are things I can use, like cameras and phones and ties and hats.
Ties?
I can use them.
Ties are useless.
No, they're not.
What purpose do they serve?
Well, when I hear your joke, I could string it up like a noose and hang myself in them.
Oh, okay. No, but you're allowed to tell dad jokes today. I'm allowed to tell dad jokes.
You're allowed to tell dad jokes today.
Because it's Father's Day.
It's Father's Day, right.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't actually use them to hang myself anyway. I'd use them to wear and look impressive and stuff like that.
Because
we know in real life I'm not actually impressive.
Well, we could go back to our very first useless gadget, which was the necktie.
The necktie, exactly.
With the fan.
God, I wonder if that thing's gone anywhere.
Yeah, well, hopefully it has. A long way away, yes.
I don't actually have any useless gadgets. I did see an iPhone embedded into a Canon camera today.
Okay, I saw that.
DSLR.
Well, somebody else has set up a Canon 5D Mark II with a little Wi-Fi card in it that lets you transmit your images straight to your computer.
But neither of those are all that useless.
That's actually quite useful.
No, I don't have anything, Dad.
There is something else that I saw, a couple of attachments for a Wii, but... given your reaction to something that I did a couple of weeks ago, I thought I'd let good taste prevail for once.
Yeah, anything involving that region of your body, Dad, you should generally not talk about.
Yeah. So I avoided that and did not bring that one into play
today. The grill? Yeah.
No, I did not bring it into the grill.
Probably a good idea. We don't want to gross out the customers.
Or the listener.
Oh, well.
I guess we should wrap up today's show.
Might want to do that.
You have been listening to The Gadget Grill. The Gadget Grill comes to you from the studios of 2RDJFM 88.1 in Burwood.
Just really the studio. I mean, there are studios here, but we're just in one studio. We don't spread it out.
Well, sometimes we might.
Not really.
Okay. 2RD comes to you from the studios. Well, we talk about the studios. Because
fine.
Because
fine,
I
don't
want to
lose your place. I really
yes.
don't
want to. 2RDJFM 88.1 on the internet. You may hear us on www.radio2rdj.com, where we stream from, or you may listen to the podcast at www.gadgetgrill.com.au.
This must be like the 91st.
We will be back next Sunday night at 9 p.m. with more gadgets, news, trivia, jokes.
I'll have a useless gadget this time.
You will have a useless gadget next time.
It won't be me.
And it won't be you. Okay.
That actually kind of hurt my feelings, Dad.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
No.
My name is Gary Stark. Have a good week, Australia.
My name is Lee Stark. Have a good week, Australia. And be nice to your dad, because
he's
God
not.
Knows I'm not. This is McCoy Tyner with My Favourite Things. See ya.